A friendly-faced soldier scans each person entering with a metal detector, the people quickly filling the more than 600-plus chairs in the Family Resource Center. More than 1,600 people total came to the event, spilling into the main hall and two overflow rooms. Fort Campbell officials even had to turn many away. These concerned citizens came not to hear about a decision, not to get answers to their questions, but to raise their voices in support of the troops and the resources the installation brings to their communities. Melanie Brander has lived in Clarksville almost all her life. Her father served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, but always came back home to Fort Campbell.
I've buried him at the Veterans Cemetery right up the road, and that's what I wanted them to consider. They don't owe me anything, but they owe every one of the people out there at the cemetery the ability to keep their homes safe.
The crowd sat listening for more than 4 hours as 40 scheduled speakers, ranging from politicians to school administrators, told Army officials why they need to keep, not cut, the soldiers. For many, they would be without work if the Army's study of reducing nearly half the installation's force is implemented. Almost a quarter of jobs in Christian County and 14% of those in Clarksville are tied to the post. Michael McMillan is one of those people, and he's seen drops in the force before, but nothing of this magnitude. He's the vice president of McIntosh Construction in Clarksville.
We saw a shortage, a slowdown in the early 90s when we went to Gulf War. Work came to a halt here. I mean, it came to a halt. And then again around 2000, there was a big slowdown. We had to lay off about half our workforce.
Workers and local businesses wouldn't be the only casualties. More than 24,000 family members, including over 15,000 children, would be impacted if the Army's proposed reductions of 16,000 personnel were put in place. Kentucky Commission on Military Affairs Chairman David Thompson says the Commonwealth's military installations have taken more than 30% of military force cuts in the past 2 years. That's higher than any other state.
We consider it a strategic misstep to look to Kentucky and the military installations here as ongoing targets for force structure cuts. Our fear is that national security and Kentucky's economic security are exposed to unnecessary risk due to what we see as an unbalanced approach to this point.
Mark Harris runs a real estate firm in Clarksville, but served in the Special Forces for 10 years. As a past Clarksville City Councilman, he has worked with officials in D.C. on behalf of Fort Campbell. He says the Army should look elsewhere for the required cuts.
I really believe you can make cuts without affecting Fort Campbell. There's no post or installation in the United States that have that. The aviation assets that this Army post have. So I think if other resources was minimized in other posts, it would be a better decision made by Department of Defense.
Maggie Tiefenthal's husband served at Fort Campbell, and she's lived in the area 2 years. She also thinks cuts should be taken elsewhere, although her ideas reach beyond the military.
I think they need to cut the budgets in other things. Like welfare, food stamps, you know, I'm just telling the truth. I think many people receive many benefits they should not get.
The proposed reductions are the result of the 2011 Budget Control Act through sequestration, with defense required to take half the cuts. The Department of Defense will hold more listening sessions at other posts across the nation, then decide where reductions will be made by late spring. In Fort Campbell, I'm Whitney Jones.